Mahawa's African Grocery on the west side of Providence is the first stop for many immigrants here looking to make the recipes of home. Standing behind the counter, owner Mahawa Myers lists some of the specialty items her customers come looking for.
Fufu is number one in Liberian community. Dry fish. We have different kinds, different types. And we have sweet potato leaves. We eat that. It's better than spinach. And you have like hot pepper, because we love hot pepper.
Myers came from Liberia as a teenager, joining an estimated 15,000 Liberians and their families in Rhode Island. Her shop is just one of the many stores, restaurants, and churches that cater to the local African community. Myers is a U.S. citizen, so she will not face deportation, but she's worried about family members who were protected under the program. Some of them came to this country as children.
Imagine if someone like that had to go back home to Liberia, it's going to be very terrible for them.
Being forced to return to a country they barely know. The policy that protected Liberian refugees in the U.S. is called Deferred Enforced Deportation, or DED. Myers and other Liberians feel they're being punished over concerns that immigrants are taking American jobs. Before she owned her store, Myers worked in healthcare.
I worked for the state of Massachusetts for 15 years. Taking care of disability people, people that can't do anything for themselves. Then I decided that I want to work for myself. So you can't tell me that it was somebody else's job that I took from them.
And Myers worries families will be torn apart as parents have to decide whether to bring American-born children back to Liberia with them.
So what happened? So they're not going to enjoy the American dream? They're not going to be part of the American lives? Because the mother had been shipped out of here.
Under President Trump, similar protections have been revoked for immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, the Sudan, and Nicaragua. The White House says the Liberian policy is no longer necessary because the country is stable after years of war and the 2014 Ebola outbreak. But Reverend Matthew Kai disagrees.
I don't think Liberia is prepared.
Kai ministers at the West Side Tabernacle Church in Providence and is a leader in the Liberian community. He says the country was devastated by war and cannot handle an influx of new residents.
No water, no electricity, no building, no hospital. No, this is not enough time, except America is willing to infuse a huge amount of money into that system. And even with that, they may have to go there and do the work.
Kai adds there's been confusion over the announcement. He says Liberians protected under the program were elated when they heard they could stay for another year. In fact, that year is a grace period as the program phases out.
This is not an extension. It's just a delay of the deportation, you know, for 1 year. And so they were celebrating. So now we have this task to go and explain to our people that this is not an extension.
Pastor Chris Abulime leads King's Tabernacle Church in Johnston. His congregation is made up mostly of African immigrants, including Liberians. He says the decision to end protection for Liberian refugees sends a message that immigrants are unwelcome in the country.
When we lose people from other culture, other countries, we're losing diversity. And so assuming we go down this road of sending them out of the country forcefully, we'll be losing that segment of society and losing their perspective on issues that affect all of us.
And he says fear is spreading in his congregation as many immigrant groups now worry about who could be sent away next. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.